This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. It's graduation season throughout the area, and 2 weeks ago, the campus quad was packed with thousands of cheering friends and tearful family members seated in rows of white chairs on the green grass amid a lot of silver and blue. The 2016 spring commencement ceremonies at the University of Nevada, Reno marked a record number of degrees awarded, and with another record enrollment expected in the fall, this trend is likely to continue for some time. Before the month of May slips away entirely, we'll reflect on the recent graduation celebrations and one graduate's experience and aspirations. I want to welcome to the studio University President Mark Johnson. Thank you for being with us today, Mark.
Thank you.
Also want to welcome Tarina Caserto, Director of Veteran Services and one of the chief deputies for the commencement activities. Welcome back to KUNR, Tarina.
Thank you.
And we also want to welcome Jenna Valenzuela, who just received her bachelor's degree from the Reynolds School of Journalism as part of the class of 2016. Congratulations, Jenna, and nice to have you with us today.
Thank you, David.
We'll want to spend some time visiting with the most important person in the room, our graduate, Jenna, and we'll do that in just a moment. But first, Mark and Tarina, let's get a sense of the recent commencement ceremonies. It wasn't just one ceremony and not two, but there were three separate ceremonies, and have you both recovered from that?
Certainly, it's easy to recover from the highlight of the year.
And Tarina, for someone who was involved heavily in the planning and making sure everything went well, what were your perspectives on this graduation?
Oh, it went really well this year. After having the three ceremonies was fantastic, and we see our veterans walk across the stage, all three ceremonies. Before that, we see them working very diligently on their final exams and final presentations in our Nevada Military Support Alliance Center that we have now on campus.
Mark, what are some of the past year's highlights for you?
It's been wonderful to have record enrollments. The university is being so attractive to really well-prepared students. We've opened up a new dormitory, and we opened up a new innovation center downtown to have an engagement with the businesses and community members in an experiment which is actually working out very well, which is a partnership with Switch. And we've had tremendous research awards coming through on the campus almost on a regular basis. But the most exciting is the number of students that are coming. The graduation rate is increasing, and we're launching careers here at the university.
One of the things that just as the semester came to a close here a couple of months back, the university opened up the new Pennington Student Achievement Center, which is a center that has many student services combined now in one area that we had scattered all over campus. Tarina, in that building, all those veteran services are now housed together in a collaborative space. How has that helped this graduating class, which has so many veterans graduating and looking for new opportunities?
Well, the center's helped greatly being in that building with the other services, the writing center, the math center, tutoring, the career studio. It's all just a step away now from where we're located in that center. What we've seen in the last few years, we've had an increase in numbers. We have about a 10% increase each year in our number of veterans enrolling. And then we have the more employers that are involved with this university, the more they're supporting our veterans' careers.
Mark, I'm looking at some information here that we'll post online, kind of a flyer, a summary of the 2016 graduating class. A lot of information here, a total of 2,710 degrees awarded. That's a record, and that's for all levels of degrees, and that's, of course, just for the spring. Looking back over the past year, what strikes you? What stands out about this year?
On the learning side or the teaching side of the university, we're all about student success, and we define student success as a person coming here, getting an education, and actually finishing with a degree. Going back to the William N. Pennington Student Achievement Center, for example, that entire building is only about helping our students finish their graduation with a degree. And we have special spaces there for veterans. We have special spaces for students with different disabilities. We have special spaces for those of first generation and low income students to get them really connected with the campus as well as all the academic services. So we're really focused on success at getting degrees. And this year, we were actually surprised by the number of degrees that we actually finished. We were more than 4,400 students actually graduating with completed degrees, which is 12.5% above what we did last year, and last year was a record year. So what we're saying to the community is that not only is this a great place to go to school, to launch careers, but we are an attractant to new businesses that are looking for really sharp graduates, and we are producing this kind of highly educated workforce for this community.
So, Mark, the Quad a few weeks ago hosted three separate graduation ceremonies. You've had a record enrollment, record graduation. What's coming up next? How are you going to do this next year?
Next year, because we want all of our visitors to be as comfortable as the graduates, we're actually going to go to four ceremonies next spring.
And Tarina, as you prepare for an even bigger and busier graduation season next year, what are some things from this year that you felt were highlights?
I think this year having our innovation was the big screen live streaming of the ceremony for all those thousands of family members and community members and employers that show up for commencement to be able to view that easily. That was a big thing this year, and it was a success.
And since it was live streamed, we had more than 3,000 people actually seeing this graduation ceremony from many different places, even from foreign countries and all across the nation. Actually now have the opportunity to see graduates walking across the stage.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. Our University Spotlight segment is recapping the recent graduation and highlights of the past year on campus. David Stipik here visiting with University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson, along with Veteran Services Director Tarina Caserto and Journalism graduate Jenna Valenzuela. All right, now, Mark, we want to turn our attention to the very special guest, our brand new Journalism graduate Jenna Valenzuela. Mark, I know you want to visit with her about her experience and aspirations, and we were talking offline. Thanks for sitting quietly here for just a moment, Jenna, while we kind of got some recapping done. But, Mark, you just engage with the students, and I know it's just one of your passions here.
Yes, one of my favorite things is to have conversations with students as they're going through the campus, everywhere from move-in day with new freshmen moving into the dormitories all the way to graduation and talking about careers in the future. So, Jenna, I really appreciate you joining us today.
Of course, I'm glad to be here.
Well, so let's go back to the beginning and say you graduated from high school somewhere else. Where are you from and what got you interested in your major?
So I'm from Las Vegas. I graduated from Arborview High School in 2012. I came up here in-state tuition and it wasn't UNLV. No offense to anybody going to UNLV, but I wanted to get out of the house and get the full college experience and meet new people from all over. So, yeah.
Were you involved in high school in the school newspaper or anything like that? Is that what took you to journalism?
No. I had never done a single bit of journalistic writing before I came to Nevada. So I knew I loved writing. I was always a solid writer, and I didn't want to do math or science, and I didn't want to be an English major, so that kind of left journalism, but I'm so glad that the process of elimination really worked out for me, because the Reynolds School has afforded me so many opportunities and different avenues to go toward. So
you wrote a beautiful piece at your graduation, and we displayed that on our website to all of our faculty and students. But you are a real demonstration of what a student can experience on a campus. You're not just going to class to get 120 credits of knowledge, but you've had a job related to your field. You've been in the band. Talk about some of these opportunities that a student has at the University of Nevada, Reno.
Yeah, so I mean, when I came in, I think it was undecided my first semester, if I remember correctly, but I quickly declared my major, and the Reynolds School, really, I was amazed at the clubs that were offered, and I had done band pretty much since middle school, so I knew I wanted to continue because it's so much fun. And our band program here has, I've seen it from about 120 people to over 200 people in the band, and just going to every single home football game and going and being in the band, being a part of a group that's bigger than just myself. And, you know, that sense of teamwork and family has been really a big part of my experience here. And I hope everyone takes an opportunity like that. It's been great. I played alto sax all 4 years as loudly as I could, and which I'm sure sometimes wasn't the greatest, but seeing that program grow has been really, really special. And then going through the Reynolds School and joining PRSSA, a new group called Wolfpack Relations, just a student-run firm, and starting something new and seeing a different group grow, it's been an amazing part of my experience here.
But you've also had an opportunity to get a job on campus. You probably got paid some.
Yeah.
But it's in your field, so there are opportunities there as well.
Yeah, so with the Reynolds School, we're required to do an internship, which before doing my internship, I thought it was like just super extraneous work. But once I got into the internship, I realized this is going to be the best preparation. I mean, in addition to my classes and courses, but of course, outside of class, actually doing the work. I've done my internship and worked for about a year at the university's marketing and communications office with some great people there. And they've really taught me the real world side of everything, because what I learn in class, of course, I applied so many of those skills, but in a real world setting, it really, really changes it. So I've been grateful for that opportunity as well.
I think I've even seen you participate in our signing ceremonies for new students coming on. Is that kind of an exciting experience?
It's so exciting because I remember being there myself. I'm not a National Merit Scholar, but those kids have so much to look forward to, especially at this university. So seeing them being excited at, you know, day one, that's really special to see.
But to summarize from the article that you wrote, you've had just a pretty good experience in the last 4 years.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I could have met as many people from all over the world or done as many things that I didn't even know were in existence. So it's been great here, and it's really built my pride for the state and for the school, and it's been wonderful.
Well, we like to tell students that if you're prepared for a four-year college experience, that you need to come here and treat college as a 24/7 times 365 days a year experience, because it's much more than going to class. But the experiences you can gain, the education that you can get by interacting with many different people in many different ways, is really part of the whole residential college experience.
Yeah, definitely.
So after this wonderful four-year experience here on the campus, what do you plan to do next?
Well, I'm looking for jobs in Reno. I've really fallen in love with Reno and Tahoe, and I love the area and the community up here. So I've applied to many places. I've had a couple interviews, but I'm still looking. So anybody who's hiring
specifically, what would you like to do?
Specifically, public relations, marketing oriented, or even graphic design. I have some skills in that area as well. So agency work, in-house, anywhere, I'm willing to learn and get my foot in the door. So
we'll see if KUNR is a good job placement service.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll do our best. We love to help people get jobs around here. That's great, and certainly you've earned the opportunity, so congratulations on all of that.
Thanks.
And that's today's University Spotlight. It's been a record year at the University of Nevada, Reno in many ways. Thanks to all of you for the recap of the year and recent commencement ceremonies. Our special guest today, journalism school graduate from the class of 2016, Jenna Valenzuela. Congratulations, all the best to you in this exciting new chapter of your life. It's great getting to hear some of your story today and all the things you're planning ahead. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for joining us today here at KUNR. We also want to thank the university's Veteran Services Director, Tarina Caserto. As always, nice to have you in the studio, Tarina. Glad you made it through the graduation. Sound like you got big plans for next year, so start gearing up.
We do. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And University President Mark Johnson, is always great to have you with us here, Mark. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. This is the most exciting time of the year.
more record enrollment and things coming up. So it's going to keep on rolling here. Thanks, Mark, very much.
Well, thank you.
And I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik, and this is Beyond the Headlines. Thanks for listening.